Hi, my name is Claire Yang, and I'm going to read the article Dylan Unkert, 28, Pursuing Perfection in Professional Pickleball, written by Asia Morozov, Jester Selby Salazar, Marco Gonzalez, and Nia Zagar, and published in the sports section of the October 2024 issue of The Tower. As a professional pickleball player sponsored by Selkirk Pickleball, the leading pickleball gear company, Dylan Unkert, 28, stands out from the crowd of talented PHS athletes. He has played pickleball recreationally for around 6 years, but has started competing this past year. He currently plays in an individual team and mixed events in tournaments across the nation, although he mainly competes in doubles. In the past year of play, he won medals at almost every tournament he participated in, including a division in the US Open, and hopes to continue his winning streak at Nationals. Unkert was recently interviewed about his journey in pickleball. How did you first get into playing pickleball? Why did you choose this sport? My grandma and I went down to Florida 1 year for Christmas, and I was really hesitant to play because I didn't really know anybody. She thought pickleball was a good, inclusive sport that all ages can play. So she brought us down, and I just fell in love with it. Before, I would only play once a year, but then I found more courts nearby, and we were able to play once a week. Now, I've been playing almost every day. How was your transition as a player from middle school to high school? I play on a team outside of school. It can be hard managing school and playing because the practices are 4 to 5 hours each day on top of competing. I definitely think that the jump from middle school to high school has been more challenging. What makes playing doubles special for you? How do you build the necessary chemistry with your teammates? I've been playing with some of my partners for a year, just knowing each other and not having to communicate because I know they will be there. I think that really helps. I think even if you're playing two people that are better than you, it's your chemistry that really sets you apart from the others. It's really about how well you can communicate and how well you can work together and uplift each other. What misconceptions about pickleball do you frequently encounter? That pickleball is an old people's sport. If you play at a lower level, you're obviously not moving as much. At the pro level, especially singles, there's studies that show that pickleball is harder on your body than tennis because there's more of a jolting movement than just side to side. You need to have hand-eye coordination and a solid mentality. What are the biggest challenges you have faced as a pickleball player, and how have you overcome them? At least in competitions, I've been one of the youngest people. Everyone else is in their 20s, 30s, even 50s. I just try to maintain knowing that I'm a kid, not getting too crazy on the court because my opponents are a lot older than me. Being so young, it can give you opportunities, but other times it can be a hindrance. What was your most memorable moment during a match? I was playing singles in the pit, and during my final match on game point, I ended up getting hurt. I pulled my hamstring. Not knowing I pulled my hamstring, I kept on going and I won the match with one leg only.